All right. Some of us are staying home and enjoying the long weekend, maybe doing a little gardening. I know I love to do that. WTOP garden editor Mike McGrath is with us, and he knows that a few of us may have some cold beverages in our hands this weekend. And, you know, that beer actually does have another benefit when you're gardening, doesn't it, Mike?
I don't know about you guys, but all of a sudden my garden went from very dry to very wet, which means the slugs are going to come out. And slugs do their dirty work at night, so most gardeners never really know for sure what's eating their plants. They just come out and see the damage. One of the best ways to test for slugs is to crack a can of beer at sunset. You have to use fresh beer. The old thing about stale beer is totally erroneous. You want to put out little saucers, little half-pint containers of fresh beer in your garden at sunset so it stays nice and yeasty.
Do you have to give them peanuts with it?
If slugs are feasting on your plants, those containers are going to be filled with dead, drunken slugs in the morning. And then you can move to slug control methods where you're not buying beer for the creatures who are eating your garden to the ground.
I think I can certainly handle cracking a fresh beer at sunset. I'm not a big gardener, but you know, maybe I'm all turned around about this. What can we learn from the White House when it comes to fresh planted trees, Mike?
What not to do. They for 30 years we had the same living Christmas tree on the White House grounds, and then it snapped in a big rainstorm. Then they replanted it last March, and it only made it a year. The tree had to be cut up and destroyed, and they're going to wait to replant. And the groundspeople seem to think that it was the fact that they planted it in spring and could not keep it wet enough during the hot summer that followed. People don't understand that big trees, big shrubs planted in the spring are going to be water hungry for not only the whole summer, for a whole year. So if you have a new tree or shrub in the ground, you have to water it deeply at least once a week. That's a hose dripping at the base of the plant for hours.
All right. Now, McGrath, I'll be thinking about you at sunset when I crack one open, and I know a lot of our listeners will too. Have a great long holiday weekend. Thanks so much, Mike.
You too. Drive safe.